I say, you ready to do this shit?
I'm ready to do this shit.
But are you ready?
Hold on. Let's get the shit. Let's get the shit. Let's get the shit. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
Listen to what they saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable.
I wonder who I do it for, cause I've been fucked up, but I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
Welcome back to the Lost in Translation podcast.
What's up?
It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
Who?
George.
One more time.
George.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
George.
There you go. Welcome back, guys.
What's up?
Hope everybody had a good week.
Yeah, yeah.
My week was pretty good, George.
It's all right.
You in there? Yeah.
It's all right.
It's always all right.
Yeah. Always.
You need to come up with something different.
Mediocre.
Okay. That sounds worse.
Doesn't it?
That sounds a lot worse. Yeah, my week is all right, too. Ready for Thanksgiving.
Me, too.
Just a little bit of eats.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. Oh, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Right,
this
right.
Episode be out before the day before.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yeah, definitely. I thought you was about to say something. That's why I laughed. I was about to talk. You just like. But anyway, George, I think we can say, let's get right into this shit.
Let's do it.
Bet. You watched Napoleon Dynamite before, right?
Yeah.
Bro, what made that movie so funny?
That's a good ass question. Something about it.
It's like mad dry humor, I guess.
It was just funny.
Or was it just like regular humor?
Man. It was just funny.
It was.
All right.
What's your favorite part?
Teeny, you fat lard. Nah. That's the easiest part to remember.
Hands down, my favorite part. Uncle Rico threw that steak at him, bro. Oh, my God.
That was a good one. I'm just struggling to remember parts of it.
Yeah, there's a couple parts that
it's just because it was so weird.
Yeah, like, where were they?
It had, like, the home video vibe to it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, man.
Where the fuck were they? That's the big question.
I don't think it says.
They don't.
It just, it's any town.
The whole town seemed that way, too. It wasn't just the main characters. It was, like, everybody. That town just seemed real slow.
Yeah.
Might have been in Delaware. Oh, we know.
Could have been.
But they had
mountains.
Except
for all the wide open spaces.
Yeah, that and the mountains.
Yeah.
But, yo, that shit was fucking... I ain't gonna lie, that's another part that made me laugh.
Which one?
At least it did, like, after a couple times I watched it.
Yeah.
Wait, because, you know, Kip and Uncle Rico were trying to sell that Tupperware and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Kip tried to, like, demonstrate that he could run it over with the van.
And then it just shattered.
Yeah. Dang it. And then it just pulled off. The lady was just sitting up there, and he just pulled off on her. Dang it. It took off. I don't know why. They put it in the movie for a reason, bro. They knew that shit was going to be funny. Because they could have completely not put that part in the movie.
Yeah, that could have been done. Over with.
Yeah. Think you could ever act in a movie?
I don't know.
Like, would you want to? If somebody gave you an opportunity to have a small part, small role.
I'd give it a shot.
Just to see.
Yeah.
You know, it's only two podcasts that I actually listen to.
Right. Both of them are just talk.
What?
Both of them are just talking podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you mean, but they all talk. Ugh. Anyway. And those two podcasts, Flagrant 2, Brilliant
Idiots.
Some
do more than just talk.
I mean, just saying. I guess. Like skits, you mean?
No, I mean like full... I don't know what the fuck you call it, but... Sound background.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is the word for that? There's a term for it.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, if you
they
got
have,
rain
like, a full
sounds,
soundscape. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Like,
right.
Behind.
But sometimes they talk at the beginning to let you know.
No, the ones I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
There's always background so that it places the Okay, my bad. Yeah, when they're introducing themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if telling it's you one what's like that. On. Yeah.
Yeah. So Schultz was saying like he wanted to be in this movie.
Okay.
And he's always said that he hated acting. He thinks it's like not pointless, but like it's just a dumb thing.
He hasn't been in any movies yet? I feel like he's been in something, at least a show or two.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, his big show was like God Code.
Right, but like that's not acting
per se.
Yeah.
So he was saying he just hates, despises it, and it's the easiest fucking job ever, but it's so tedious and he doesn't like it. So he wanted to be in this movie any piece. So he got a small role.
Is that the movie called? Is that what it's called? Any Piece?
No.
Okay.
But what would that movie be about?
Could be about anything.
Right. But what would you make that movie? Like, if somebody gave you a title, what movie would you make that Any Piece? Would it be a documentary about KFC?
That's a good one.
Would it be like...
Bro, I don't even have an idea. That could be a lot of different things.
Yeah. Would it be about, like, quadruplets?
Any Piece. What?
And they got separated at birth.
Trying to see the connection here.
And they're trying to piece together their family history because they accidentally find out that they have quadruplets.
It's actually a mockumentary about the process of puzzle making.
Ooh, I like it. Mocking the history of puzzles.
No.
Oh.
No. Or a documentary about famous puzzle artists.
Okay.
Not the people that make the pictures on the puzzle, but people that do the puzzle and then preserve it
as art.
Yeah.
That would sound like more of a mockumentary.
No.
I mean, it's serious. Know it's a real thing.
Is it? Because I made that up.
It gotta be a real thing.
I can see it, but
like, what is this piece? Oh yes, this is a Fisher Price
100 piece.
They're really rare nowadays. you know, just something like that. Anyway, no, that's not the name of the movie. I don't even know the name of the movie.
Okay. Right.
But the star of the movie is Jonah Hill.
Really?
Yeah. But he wanted to be in this movie because one of his favorite comedians are in it, Eddie Murphy.
Ooh.
Eddie Murphy's not the star, but I think he got a big part in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the case may be. So he was like, he called the director and he was like, yo, I want to get in this movie. They made it happen. Bro was talking about how like shitty this experience was. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like he was talking about how shitty the experience was. Like, I don't want to give it all because I like, you know, I ain't going to take people money from them. They might want to listen to it. But like,
you think they still ain't going to listen?
Maybe somebody never watched Flagrant 2 or listened.
Right. That'll just make them want to listen.
Yeah, no, nah, but he was saying, Eddie Murphy, when he steps in the room,
you just feel it.
Yeah, like everybody shuts the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like,
I can see that, yeah.
Dude's a goat. You know what I mean? It's Eddie Murphy. So everybody shut the fuck up. He was talking about how like nervous he was. And the funny thing that this made it like crazy, because before he walked in the room, he said he was having a conversation with him. I think they was talking about Dave Chappelle's little thing going on with the trans community and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, everybody's having a conversation. He came in, everybody shut up. So he had something in his mind to talk about, or to kind of break the ice with Eddie Murphy, this guy that he, you know what I mean, he looked up to as a kid or something like that, you know?
Right.
And the question was, so what do you think about trans people? Talk about the whole Dave Chappelle thing.
Right.
It was something of that stature. But he forgot that Eddie got caught up years ago with
that's
the trend.
Right.
Yeah. So when he said it, I was thinking like, but before he like even got to his point, I was like, oh shit, he can't bring that up to Eddie Murphy. Everybody was clowning Eddie Murphy about the whole trans thing like years ago before, you know, trans, this whole trans
before
movement.
It became, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So like, he was like, damn, so... Once he thought of that one thing, he couldn't think of nothing else. And, like, he's sitting across from Eddie, and Eddie talking to somebody else. And he's just like laughing and not even part of the conversation. Bro was like, bro, I was kind of like starstruck in a way or something like that, but he couldn't say anything. Teddy got his part. He was right there with Eddie Murphy. He had said a line to him or some shit like that. And Eddie Murphy, like him, they're acting. And he was just like, yeah, or something like that, right, bro? He said, yo, that shit crushed me. He was like, I didn't do my part right. He was like, next time I had to do the line, Eddie Murphy wasn't even in front of me anymore. Like, ooh. He think he, like, dropped the whole bar. Like, I'm flubbing up the story, but, like.
Right.
Because he's a comedian, he can make it funnier. But, like, that shit was crazy, man. I felt bad for him. Jonah Hill, he said Jonah Hill was coming at him. Like, Jonah Hill, cool, but he was trying to get pointers on how to do this line or whatever the case may be. And Jonah Hill was like, yeah, just whatever you do, just don't mess it up like you did. He's like, whatever you're doing now, just don't do it. And that's how you make it better. Like, he kind of like coming at him like that. He was like, he said, yo, I almost had to drop that motherfucker, yo, just coming at me like that. But, like, he said, it's a lot of people in that movie. I want to know what movie.
Yeah.
And what it's about. I think he said Mike Epps was there. He had more parts of the story. He was like, man, I fucking hate acting. I almost got into a production once.
You did?
Yeah. Small type thing. My boy, their church was trying to do like this modern day Jesus thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked if we wanted to try. I was like, yeah, yes. Trying to remember the line to audition for it. I guess I did okay.
Mm-hmm.
My part wasn't big.
Right.
I was going to come in a few times. I forgot who I was. Like, I wasn't Judas. But like, if anybody's wondering,
that's good news. Yeah, that's good news.
Whoever had to play that guy. And I wasn't Jesus, because I guess I wasn't, you know, I can't see myself playing Jesus. But anyway. Yeah, like, we had that. I think we had a rehearsal a couple times. It was just this weird, like, guy that comes in every once in a while that kind of protects Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was the big guy in school. He wasn't a bully, but he was always, like, but he was on his side, let's just say. He wasn't a disciple, but he was on his side.
Right.
And it seemed okay, but I can see how tedious it can be just trying to remember these lines and how many takes you would have to do.
Right.
Just for, like, a two-second scene, you probably got to do, like, 20 takes. And I'm mm-hmm. like, nah, son.
I get it.
I don't think I could.
I'd give it a try.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be any good at it, but.
I mean, it's worth it. Worth the shot. I never thought I would audition for anything.
Right.
I don't even like being on camera like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pictures are okay, but being video, I'm just stuck.
Just stare straight at the camera.
Right. Like, if we ever move the video, I don't know how I'm going to act. I'm going to just be all stiff and sweaty looking at the camera. Turn it. Like, hey, guys. Welcome to the Lost in Translation podcast. Is it hot here?
No, it's just you. Take it again. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Just
fucking shirtless. Sweat. Hey, guys.
Like, I gotta leave, George. I gotta leave. Turn it off.
Like, it's not live. Calm down. Feel the eyes.
Watching me. I don't know.
Quick take. Best comedian all time.
Man, I actually had this conversation the other day. It's kind of hard. I don't even know who my favorite comedian is. I tell you who funny as shit.
Yeah.
Will always be funny to me. Cat Williams.
Okay.
Always would be funny to me. I mean, some people could say, like, he's smart and funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the way it comes about, he, like, especially in early days, he was, like, this pimp-esque type, you know what I mean, dude. Especially after the Money Mike, the whole thing on the Friday movies. Like Cat Williams. Of course, you know, you like your Eddies, your Richards, you know what I mean? Bernie Mac might be number one on my list. Bernie Mac was hilarious, bro. God rest the dead, he was hilarious. I mean, who you like?
Like a lot. I like, a lot of comedians. Like, I don't think I could pick a favorite. I don't even think I can make a list.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, yeah, there's some that are just like, all right, you got a good one-liner, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like any that have actual big names, some of the ones you named off, but like Joe Rogan, Bill Burr.
Burr is funny. Right? I never watched Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he's good too. Joe Coy.
Coy is funny.
Bo Burnham. Fucking Kevin Hart. And like any comedian who's already like earned a name.
Yeah.
Like I just find their shit funny. Like it's hard for me to probably name someone who's big that I don't find funny.
Right.
So
yeah.
Like I can't like even make a list. I just enjoy anything that can make me laugh.
You can just tell like our list of like different culture. Because when I look at those type of comedians, when I see them, it's like Kevin Hart, like he always had memorable lines. Maybe yeah. Not like the last one, but he always will have it. He's just big, no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I might be biased, but Schultz is funny as hell.
Schultz is funny. Oh yeah.
Akash is funny. Even Mark, bro. I don't know if you ever watched Mark or seen clips of Mark. Mark funny as fuck, too.
I haven't seen Akash either.
Yeah, like, the motherfucker's funny, but that's just probably me being biased. Like, that group is funny. But I think what we don't realize is that rap and comedy, bro, everybody and their mama doing that shit. So it's so many comedians. There's so many.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's, and, like, if you look at rap, people biting styles. You look at comedy, people biting styles.
Mm-hmm.
You always got that who said it first in a line or a joke. You know what I mean? I would hate to be a comedian getting caught and taking
It's hard to be
joke.
Original in either.
Right? Because we live in the same world. So
right.
A lot of jokes might come up about the same topic. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Unless your jokes are only about like personal experiences.
Life, which most yeah. of them should be. I think the best comedians.
Yeah, the best... I was gonna say sets, but the best fucking, I'm not even gonna say jokes, but moments a yeah. comedian has are when they're talking about something that happened to them or like yeah. a personal joke.
You seem so comfortable talking about you and your family, you and your experiences because you mm-hmm. lived it. And of course you're gonna exaggerate it a little bit for the joke's sake, but like who can act it out better? Who can take a joke from your life?
Right.
Yeah, y'all both might have fell on the same hill,
mm-hmm.
but both of y'all had two different experiences. Why you falling? You know what
right.
I mean? And it's the same thing with rapping. You look at a lot of gangster rappers, as you know most people say. But if you think of any rapper,
yeah.
it's like you can talk about selling dope. You can talk about girls. You can talk about cars. You can talk about anything.
Really.
So every once in a while, it's okay to recycle a line. People do it all the time. People recycle flows all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's fine. I think it's easier to bite somebody a little bit in rapping than it is comedy.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think we only see it as far as going to specials. Because we don't live in a New York or L.A. or whatever.
Right.
To where they got comedy clubs.
But I mean, I feel like the comedy clubs for these big guys.
Mm-hmm. That's where they practice.
Yeah, it's their practice areas.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do crowd work, too.
Yeah, which is
like
funny.
When you're seeing, like, televised guys, the crowd work is for the smaller people. Like, the big guys already have their sets. They already have all their jokes planned out. Like, they go in with a schedule, like yeah. a plan. And it's only the smaller guys where you'll see, like, or if that's just what they specialize in. They're doing the crowd work on, like, specials.
Yeah. I mean, doing crowd work on specials, it seemed like it takes skill, too. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Like,
no doubt. It's,
crowd work takes skill anyway.
Right. It's just a different level of skill than
right.
just telling jokes.
Yeah, I think comedy is a skill within itself. Like,
yeah.
the whole
yeah.
entirety of it. Like, but I'm saying...
Right, but I think crowd work is just... I think it's easier than having a full lineup of jokes that you can run a special through, like a planned out special, and present it.
Mm-hmm.
I think doing the crowd work is easier than that.
Maybe. Because they're already planned out. And you already went to all these small clubs and you're working out your joke and you're kinking out everything, like getting the kinks out of your joke to make it flawless or as close as flawless as it can be.
Right. But stringing it all together, and the good ones even have like callbacks further on in their show to call back to a previous joke,
mm-hmm.
and like setting that shit up just perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only reason why crowd work, I think, would be tough and it takes so much skill because you got hecklers. And if you go into crowd work and somebody comes back with something that you can't come back with, it makes you look crazy. So, like, yeah. If you're a professional crowd work, like, guy, like, Schultz is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He had a whole, like, line of YouTube stuff called crowd work. You know what I mean? I think, or something. What was it called? Only know his specials.
I don't even know his specials.
I can't think of it. But, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm not discrediting anything. And you're right, like, specials are tough. But they do it, like, some people do it in multiple cities and they run their specials like that. Where, like, they'll take different times of the joke, put it in a special, mix it all together in one city. I bet it's harder just to do it in one city. Like, when you pick out one city to do the special, like, you know, Kevin Hart probably does it. Like, a lot of people probably do it. But I know some people that take it in pieces and don't do it in just one venue. Okay. They take it in, they do it through their whole tour, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the life and times of
right,
comedy.
Right, yeah.
Have you ever, like, heard anybody, like, want to do comedy around you ever?
No.
Right? That's crazy.
Yeah.
What gives people, like, the drive to do comedy? And why doesn't it hit places like here? Like, we don't even have people in Dover that's a local. Like, I don't hear nobody say comedy night.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least to try to work out your jokes here to go to New York, because we're not, like, far from New York.
I think comedy has evolved for people around us.
But it's online. Exactly. Social media.
They're trying to do skits and funny Instagram reels and stupid shit like that, as opposed to, like, a show or live work.
So the lack of knowledge of what we know in the comedy scenes and stuff, do you feel like stand-up is, like, kind of dying? I think it's kind of falling off? And it's just more comedy on the skits and online?
I don't know.
Hard to say, right?
It is. Like, I haven't seen a special forever, but I don't watch TV like that either, so that could be the reason why.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
It's weird because I can watch any stand-up if it's on.
Yes.
Like, once I click on something,
yep,
I can sit there and watch the whole hour. If it's a whole special or a 30-minute, whatever, I can sit there and watch it with ease.
Yep.
I mean, unless it's not that funny, then I probably could turn it off. But if it's somebody, like, when I watched Dave Chappelle's last one,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to turn it on for a minute. I was like, I'll watch it later. I ended up watching the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't see it around us. I never heard anybody say they want to be a comedian.
Yeah.
A lot of guts.
It
make,
does.
Make a whole arena laugh, like a whole theater laugh. That makes me nervous. It made me sweat right now. Like, I'm sweating right now. You know what I mean? God, bro, that's a skill. That's a skill that people don't, like, they look past. That's difficult. Motherfuckers think they just funny and they can just make people laugh. Like, you know what I mean? You could do comedy.
Right, exactly. Just because you can get some people to laugh don't mean you're an actual bona fide funny guy.
I'd be a hell of a storyteller, too.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. That's the biggest part of it. You got to be good at talking, telling stories.
I suck at telling stories, so. I can lie. I can make a lie sound good.
I suck at both those, so.
But I only lie for fun.
I don't know if that's worse or better.
Might be worse.
Could be worse.
I'm like, you know what I mean?
Depends on what kind of lies you're telling, I guess.
Not like, you know, oh my God, your mom's in the hospital. Not that.
How would that be fun?
Some people are sick, bro.
I mean, people are sick.
Like, the other day, I told somebody at work, I'm not going to say their name. they wanted some they wanted some gum or some mint. No. It was a cough drop. So sitting there, and he asked the other person, could I get the cough drop or whatever? He ate it. I said, no. I said, why you do that? Why you let him get it? That's the wrong ones. That's the one that make you shit. Then the other person called on and was like, oh, my God, you switched on. I was like, yeah, this is the one. You know what I mean? Just, like, I got real into it.
I don't
it.
Even see that as a lie, bro.
Right. I'm just fucking with people. And yeah. Like, I mean, technically I'm lying.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a lie. It's just I never think of those as lies.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
just
like,
fucking with people.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there telling me, like, why? So he was like, so what is it? Like, what's wrong? Especially when it's somebody gullible.
I know who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
of course you do.
Just off that.
Yeah, he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, I said, bro, if the person listened, he'll know too, because he was a part of it. But what should I do? Should I spit it out? Like, I was like, man, I said, it might not be that bad. I was like, I know you don't like using the bathroom here, but, you know, can you go home and go to that? He was like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. So he started walking out. And I was like, no, bro. Like, I had the
You're
other person in on it real heavy.
You're he was a dick.
Yo, he was ready to spit that shit out.
Fucked
bro.
Up.
I was like, why? That's the one that make you
why
poop.
Why would you do that to
I was
him?
Like, and I was explaining to him, yeah. Like, it's like X-Lax, but not like X-Lax. It's like this different one. I was like, you already ingested it.
Like, any other person, I'd be ashamed that they would actually fall for that.
Yeah, but then again, I could fuck with people and have a serious ass face.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. With that,
it might exist. I didn't even look it up.
Nah, they don't fucking exist. A cough drop that makes you poop? Get the fuck. No. No. No, they don't exist. They don't.
You ask that person. Maybe he should later on.
I mean, maybe out of fear because he believed your lie.
He was like, I can't use the bathroom here. I was like, I'll let you go home, man.
Oh, my God.
That's funny, though. Like, that's the only time, like, I quote-unquote lie. It's when I'm fucking with people. I don't really like lying because my conscience isn't. Like, I feel so bad. I don't know.
Just weird.
Should invent that, bro. You know how you get sick, mm-hmm. coughing, then sometimes that sickness can get you the shits. This is like dumb, like,
right?
Like that.
It's just stupid, but it's funny.
But you know what? I laugh at stupid shit. I don't know what that's called, but like dumb shit, little shit make me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's not a bad thing.
No, I think it's better to laugh at all little shit than
serious
only laugh at big shit.
Yeah. Can you imagine being that person in the group?
I wouldn't want to be that
we
person.
We joking and you just staring off all angry. That one big like laugh, like you have to tell a literal joke. Yeah, funny. Just start busting out laughing. Like,
and right
damn.
Back.
Yeah, like Kanye. When he was taking the pictures.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kanye. No, I'm playing.
Fuck him. Let's not talk about him.
No, I'm not. Going off of like your comedy thing. Not your greatest of all time list. We already know this. Or at least I do, in a way. Who's, like, the top artist to you right now, as far as rap goes? Like, who you see, like, that's just... I just want to hear who you got to say. Like, who's just that nigga right now? Or niggette?
Man, I don't even fucking know.
Who making the most... biggest noise this year, 2021.
I mean, like, I feel like no one's that I'm interested in has really dropped anything recently within, like, the past few months
mm-hmm.
that I've been, like, really hype about.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know if I can name someone right now.
Nobody.
I just haven't been in the music mind lately.
I got you.
Like
all year?
For the past few months. Like, I put music on sometimes. But
get tired of your playlist?
Not even. I'm just not. I don't know. I just haven't had the ear for music lately.
And I kind of felt that way. I'm like, my shit kind of getting dull.
Yeah. On top of that, there's no like big drops that I've been
right
wanting to hear.
And you only like you go back so far, and you're like, all right, I don't want to listen to that. as far as rap goes. Mm-hmm. So like I play some like R&B, some soul, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But that's why I've been going back to mixtapes. Like I was even listening to Wiz, like old Wiz mixtapes. I've just been going back, Wayne mixtapes, Cole mixtapes. I probably explore some more old shit. It kind of reminisce in that old, like, high school, middle school days to listen to that shit. Mm-hmm. Starting to understand and appreciate it more because, really, back then I was just riding the wave.
Right.
You know what I mean? What was hot, and I'm listening to it for the most part.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because, like, even when Gucci Mane and all them came out, like, really got big, and I'm down south and niggas listen to them, I wouldn't listen to them like that. I would listen right. to them if I was in the car with the niggas or...
What?
That sound racist with my yeah. niggas. With my niggas. And, you know what I mean? They be playing shit at the parties, whatever. And some of it was hot. It was just like...
shit. Because I felt it, but I couldn't think that that's what it was. I was just like, something seems off with that.
Yeah, bro. That sound mad racist. But... You know, I was just riding a wave then, but now my mind is more open to music. So I'm listening to everybody. Like, if somebody drops something and I'm like, I know a little bit about them, I start listening to it. If I don't like it, I stop.
Right.
Straight up. But, like, I'm appreciating even older stuff. Mm. Yo, this shit was hot. Now I see why Future got big. Like, even listening to old Future mixtapes and stuff like that went, like, huge on it, but still all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Still not like my favorite shit,
right?
But it does get you hype. And then when I'm working, I'm trying to get hype sometimes. Go back to that old shit, bro. But I think Tyler has been like my favorite artist all year.
Okay.
Okay. Like new music, like new artists that Baby Keem, of course, we was talking about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Tyler, bro, like that Call Me If You Get Lost is just every time a song come on, I'm on it.
Mm. Yeah, I either need to find new people to listen to or people need to drop that shit.
No.
Because, like, I don't know. I don't know. My mind's just not, like I said, it's not in the music world.
Books.
Just books.
Yeah, man.
Books on books on books.
I always try to find different things to occupy my mind, like, when I got my headphones in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, I haven't been listening to books. But sometimes, like, I might read a little bit of a book. But it's been podcasts and music, just back and forth. Yeah. It's good to find something new, though, man. When you get something new and it's different, that's why I'm about to expand my podcast a little bit more again. Like, mm-hmm. I fell off. Nah.
Yeah. What are you going to listen to? More talk shows? Little bitch.
More than likely. Like, hearing people's opinions.
I know.
But I don't know what else to listen to. Like, I kind of don't want to listen to a TED Talk.
Right.
You know, it's informational.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah, some
of it just, most of them probably get boring.
Yeah.
Unless you find like good ones repeatedly, you're just going to get tired of it and stop.
I like laughing.
It's crazy to me that you won't listen to other podcasts. Or like, not that you won't listen, but that you don't enjoy other podcasts really other than just like talk shows.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy.
Maybe I just got to give them more time.
Nah, I mean, you like what you like.
Yeah, nah, but I could, like I said, find something new.
Right, true.
It's cool.
True.
So, like, the couple podcasts that you listen to that I don't, that you have listened to, at least, I don't know if you've been listening to them, but, like, even Rogan, I don't listen to every Rogan.
Oh, yeah, I haven't listened to Rogan in...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I only listen to people that I know of. And every once in a while, it might be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to hear about people that I see, not look up to, but that I see and follow their career a little bit. Or.
Yeah, I don't want to hear people talking about shit. Don't get me wrong. I can't remember the names now. Shit. You just said them.
Lager?
No.
A Rogan?
No. Charlamagne's.
Oh, Brilliant Idiots.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jesus. Like, Brilliant Idiots was good.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't listened to them in, like, at least a year.
Yeah.
Flagrant 2. Mm-hmm. That was, most episodes are enjoyable. But I don't know, man. It's just I like them because they're funny.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes informative.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, especially more like, so like Brilliant Idiots than Flagrant 2.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know.
Yeah, when it comes to that, like with them, those podcasts, for me, is mostly the laughs. Yeah. Hearing their opinions and them like making a joke about it.
Yeah. Yeah, if not it's every, not funny, I don't want to.
Yeah. Not every episode is like mad funny. Like, they have funny moments, not like the whole thing. Every once in a while, you get one where it's just funny all the way through.
Right.
And you just, I fucking die laughing. But, like, just listening to them, they clowns. Not, like, clowns, but, like, they're funny.
Yeah.
But they also have, like, good opinions.
Right.
They don't influence my opinions, but I like to hear what they say. And it's just, I guess when you get used to something, you just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, if I branch out, I can find something different.
Right.
But I was listening to like gaming podcasts sometimes and other shit.
Right. I wanted to bring it up real quick. Even if we don't talk about it,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're going to have an opinion on it or not, but I want to see if you do.
Okay.
Because it's still pretty big news as far as it just happened. So it's what's the word?
Current?
Yeah. I was going to say relevant.
Relevant. Yeah, relevant. I was about to say relevant.
Rittenhouse.
I knew that was coming up.
Like the deliberation on that.
I don't know enough. Like, I've seen it, but if you, like, from what I know right now, shouldn't have had all charges acquitted. Not all of them. Like, I don't know the situation. Say one guy pulled a gun out on him. Maybe multiple. I don't know. Like I said, I don't have enough information. But from what I seen, he didn't even get manslaughter. I don't even know if that was one of the charges, but he didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that one?
I don't know. I'm in the same boat. Like, yeah. I don't really know enough about it.
But yeah, all of them? Nah.
I think, again, I'm like you. I don't really know
about it. Not all the details.
I know, obviously, it was during the period where there was a lot of rioting,
mm-hmm.
a lot of unrest, and a lot of violence going on. So, I'm like you. Like, I haven't really looked into it enough to form a strong opinion either way.
Mm-hmm.
I think from what I know, if it's not wrong, let me preface it with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the right decision was made just insofar as two people got shot. And again, if this is correct, after they had assaulted or threatened the person who shot them,
mm-hmm.
I think that's deserved then.
Okay.
If that's how it went down, then I think that it's deserved. And it's reasonable that he didn't get any penalties for that.
Yeah.
Now, so far as any other details that might be missed or if that's wrong, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But just that alone, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. It's just the fact that he went to the trouble of going out there wanting somebody to act up.
I don't think it's right that he was there.
I feel like, yeah, he it wasn't his business. None of that shit. Bro went out there, assault rifle. He looked loaded, ready. I think he was ready to kill somebody. 100%. 100%. Like, I feel like you could protect the business as much as you can, but did the business owner kill somebody? Did anybody else around him kill somebody?
I don't know.
I know he wasn't by himself, I don't think, right?
When he got there, at least. So.
Off the information I'm saying, I'm like, yo, bro, I shouldn't have got it. All of them dropped. Just saying, well, not dropped, but he was found not guilty on all of them.
I think he was reasonable carrying a weapon.
Why?
Why not?
Why'd you go out there? Could have been home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All I said was I think he was reasonable to be carrying a weapon.
Yeah, if you went out there.
like I said, I don't know why he went out there.
Yeah.
But I think being out there, it's reasonable that he had a weapon on him.
Yeah, like, I'm not against guns.
Right.
He didn't even have a sidearm.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to take out a crowd. Like, he was going to war type shit.
Not necessarily.
No. Not necessarily, but it's just like, he didn't have, like, it wasn't even a sidearm. Like, he came out with full assault.
Yeah.
It's literally called assault rifle. To what
I mean,
point?
I don't know if that falls under the category.
No. But I'm just saying the thought of it is wild. Like, I understand he went out there with a pistol in some sense. Like, I just don't think he should have been out there in general. That was the case. I don't know the background of why he went to go protect that business.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know one of his parents lived in the town, but that's about all I know. Yeah. I think his dad lived in the town.
So what, did his dad call him and tell him, hey, come out here and help us protect
I have no clue.
Billy Bob's?
I don't know.
Shit. Like, he killed two people. Like,
right.
Dude.
But those people attacked him first. That's why I think it's reasonable that they got shot.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think, and I know I hate bringing up race.
Go ahead.
Do you think if it was a black man, he would have got not guilty?
No.
In the same situation.
No, I don't. Which I also think is not right, of course.
If he was just like Rittenhouse.
Yeah, if he was anything other than white, he would have got charged.
Any minority.
Definitely. Without a doubt.
So, like.
I don't think it's right.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change what happened.
No.
Right.
But I think that's what the outrage is.
I can understand.
Yeah, I think more so, not but, he was protecting himself in a situation that he could avoid it completely.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he was white and got away with it is making people upset because we know damn well.
Right, but I'm more on the side of, anyone in that position should have been the same.
Yeah, because if, like you said, everything he was saying, he was just defending himself from those three people. Right. I'm not against protecting myself. If somebody come in my house, I mean, that's different too. But if I'm trying to protect myself in general.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shoot you.
Exactly.
My life, my family's life or my life. And you know what I mean? You came and attacked me.
My life means more than yours.
Yeah. Right. I know that. Yeah.
If you're.
It makes you sound selfish, but come on.
Nah, fuck that.
That makes sense.
If you're attacking me.
Yeah.
My life means more to me than yours does because I don't fucking know you.
You came with me with a gun trying to kill me.
You attacked me, period.
Yeah. I mean, I could fight you. If there's no guns involved, I don't got to shoot you.
Maybe. I don't know. If you got a skateboard, I'm not trying to throw hands with you.
But you could hit me upside the head.
Yeah,
and kill
like
me.
If someone's got a bat or a fucking hockey stick, I'm not trying to throw hands with you.
I guess maybe.
But agreed, if it's they just got their fist, they like punch you or something, it should be a fist
scrapping, fight. Skateboard, I don't know. It depends. I can't say it because I'm not in that situation.
Right.
That's the one I can't speak on because it still just seems you took somebody's life to where like maybe you could have ran. Not unless they circled them.
Yeah, but fuck that. Why would you run?
What you mean?
You were fully legally obligated to carry that gun on you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone
was he?
Is. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cross state
unless,
lines?
I guess, again, unless what I was seeing is incorrect. But yeah, in
cross
the state,
lines,
in the state
here.
That was legal for him to own it.
Uh-huh.
I think it was.
It wasn't state lines. It was a different
something,
town.
The something I saw made it legal.
Mm-hmm.
The wording of it was a little confusing, and I didn't look into it.
Yeah.
But so far as him having the weapon and being there was legal.
Right.
But taking him out of it.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
I had a
if it
weapon.
Was you, yeah, you shooting somebody.
And someone was coming at me with a skateboard.
Or a bat.
I would definitely not unless I absolutely had to.
What if you didn't have a gun?
Then I'm running.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not trying to fight somebody who's got a weapon.
Okay.
Barehanded.
Now what? Shooting this person. You know how to shoot a gun. Where are you aiming?
If I can aim,
yeah.
Of course I'm not trying to kill somebody.
Yeah. You're not trying to take a life.
No.
You're just trying to
defend myself.
From hitting you with this bat. Not physically, like,
them losing their... Just trying to defend myself. That's all.
Right. They brave for going up to somebody with a gun anyway.
Yeah.
That was brave. I seen somebody with an assault rifle, I'm not going up to him.
Right. Especially not, like, in a violent way.
Yeah.
Or aggressive. Aggressive.
That shit is wild. So, like...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you should really... You're not like a, you don't know what you're going to hit sometimes, especially in a situation of defending yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you're going to take that life or not.
Right.
I just.
But that's the other person. Poisons. I've done that poisons, before. It's the other person's choice.
Yeah. It's a subject.
Yeah.
It's definitely a subject. I don't think so. Only because I knew if it was me, I would be under the jail. Two bodies and one wounded.
Oh, right. Yeah. 100%.
I think he got away with it because.
I mean, yeah, probably.
We'll never know for sure. Like, they won't just say, oh, yeah, we let him go because he's white.
Yeah.
In that sense. But we all know. I really don't want to bring race into it, but it's kind of like in your face. And bro was like, muff, like, he was playing a part up there, boy. That nigga was crying. His heart out. Like, I know his life was almost over.
I mean,
it still might be over, honestly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
no, he's not going to live a peaceful life.
No.
The rest of his life is going to be shit.
It's weird because Zimmerman is hated.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully.
By the majority.
Rightfully.
Right. And... I don't know how that man lives, but he came up in the news a few times since he murdered Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. They can just move him out somewhere else.
Oh, definitely.
Change his name.
I don't think he's going to have... unless they, like, move him into another country.
Yeah, you're right. His face has been everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to live. I don't know how his parents going to live, because they can get it, too.
Yep.
His life is
anyone
still
related
over.
To him,
yeah,
in contact at all.
His life is still over.
Yeah, I think, and as far as what you're saying about in court, I think unless he's like legit a psychopath, I mean, have to hope that was real.
Yeah, I mean because it makes sense.
He straight up killed two people. That's bad enough on its own, being the person that killed. That took two lives.
Right. Like, but he seemed real happy after he was, found not guilty on it. Like, that picture. Like, I understand, like, yo, you happy your life is
exactly.
not going to prison, whatever. I understand you can be excited. But, like you said, you took two lives.
Yeah.
That shit doesn't bother you at all?
See,
that would make you...
And again, like, unless he's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Or, like, a sociopath or whatever. Like... But also, you just were given the news that you're not going to jail.
A lot of relief.
Right.
But how would he make this right? How could you, I don't know, man. The world is very unforgiving, too.
Yeah.
So, like, even if you would say, like, I really didn't mean to kill these people. I was defending myself. Like, you make a statement. Right. I still don't think most people would forgive you.
No. But, and this might be controversial, which I think is absolutely absurd if it is,
mm-hmm.
but he should not be hounded just because he was found innocent. I think people should not hate him just because he was found innocent.
I mean, but you can say the same thing with OJ.
Yeah.
You can say the same thing about a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
No, that's bullshit. Because people are mad about this case because if it was a person of color, they would not have been found innocent.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't hate on him personally.
For getting off.
Right. I can see you don't agree, but I don't.
No, understand. No, not like, not saying I'm not going to answer that because I don't know how to feel. He didn't kill minorities.
Right. Which
he didn't,
huh? Even if that was the case, unless he was like, it was obvious that he was aiming attempting for them. To.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why that would be an area of contention either. But
he didn't kill minorities. This is,
again, I think it's another case of misguided hate.
Yeah.
Where people are gonna hate the figurehead.
Yeah.
Instead of the reason that they're actually upset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're mad because the system isn't justice. Like, you're mad because this system is fucked up and it's not doing the correct job. Because, like we said, if it was a person of color, they would have got some sort of charge. At the very least, manslaughter. At the very least.
So you're saying be mad at the system, not Rittenhouse?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it ain't gonna stop anybody else.
I know. I just think it's I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid.
Because the family might hate him forever. The families.
Right. And I mean, that's a reasonable feeling, because that person took someone that you loved away from you.
Yeah.
That is reasonable. I'm talking about all these social media warriors,
mm-hmm,
and these fucking social justice people. They're going to be sending hate mail and death threats to him just because he was the figurehead in this case.
Why was this case so big?
I don't know. Just, I guess, because it was in the midst of the protests, and the protests were so big themselves, and this was like the biggest thing that happened in those protests, at least for them to focus on, I guess.
Yeah, that's the real question. Why was it so big?
Right.
Pretty sure there's a couple people that died in there.
Oh, I'm sure.
A few people. Excuse me.
But were they because of, like, an accident of some sort?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, fucking trampling or blah, blah, blah? Or was it, like, direct violence?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I heard about it when it happened. I think it's how it happened. And you can't really be mad at him for being white. It's just how he takes it, what he did and what he's going to do after.
Right.
Because still, like, if that was me and I took two lives, I'd be feeling some type of way because I actually have a conscience.
Right.
Taking two lives.
Yeah.
So if he's out and he go play golf and, like, he go golfing with Trump or some shit,
mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying, smiling happy and shit, like, you know, just because he got this publicity and this, and he rides that wave, like some people that just don't give a fuck, no matter if they do wrong or right.
Right.
Then you could really, like, hate this dude.
Yeah. Yeah. You can hate him for that.
You really hate this dude. But, like, I don't hate him for being white. I just hate the fact that the system let him go because he's white.
Right.
And that he wouldn't.
Right.
But I don't hate the guy. I don't have no real animosity towards him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just hate the fact that he did kind of get off. From what I know, he got off of all them charges. And
right.
I know what's up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you make a good, valid point.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I just think that hate should be directed towards the system.
Yeah. Definitely the system.
Yeah.
The justice system is terrible.
Yep.
Well, we're going to get out of here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Listen, thank you for listening. We appreciate y'all. Any last words, George?
It's tough because of how we ended.
I'm like.
I don't want to bring in any words that I could use from the first half. Because the first one was hilarity. I was like, I don't want that after what we just talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Soundscape.
Well, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
That was weak. I phoned that one in.
All right, listen, I already said thank you. Well, this has been the Lost in Translation podcast,
and thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.